Well, actually, good evening, everyone. I was going to say good morning, but this is different, Jed. Welcome to an episode of NFL Fantasy Matchup. And so today, we usually record in the mornings, but we decide to do it while we're watching the Buffalo-Tennessee game. So, Jed, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks. Yeah, this is kind of exciting. Different space for me, too. I'm just still in my work clothes, so a little different, but good to see you.
Yeah. Now, have you had dinner yet, Jed?
Yeah. We ate, and kids are running around. So, just have this Titans-Bills game on, though. It's pretty good. This is my first extent at Josh Allen, and man, he's that guy. I mean, just every pass, just like a bullet in there. And so, even that interception wasn't really his fault. So, I've been impressed so far.
Well, you're seeing how the 2-week layoff has affected Tennessee Titans. Now, at the same time, I would say A.J. Brown being the only receiver that's out there is doing okay. 55 yards, one touchdown, but the other guys, Derrick Henry's starting off a little bit slow, and Ryan Tannehill is starting off a little slow.
Yeah, the defense is carrying them. I mean, as good as the Bills have been, Titans defense seems to be holding. They've got a couple sacks, I think. So we'll see if that continues. But yeah, so far, both teams are pretty impressive.
Hey, look, I am down 15 points in one of my games. My only player is Gostkowski. I am so hoping for a game of field goals today.
15 points, that's a lot to come back from, my friend.
Five field goals, that's all I need. Five field goals.
Yeah, I think you're going to lose that one, but yeah, I think you had a tough week this week in our league, man. That was you had a tough matchup.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's come so close, but like one of my players, I was trying to figure out, do I play Jerick McKinnon? Do I play Mostert? And then from that point, I ended up playing McKinnon instead of Mostert, and wow, did Mostert do well.
Yeah, I got bit by that too. I played McKinnon, and man, Mostert really just stole the show. And so that was a little worrisome, you know, because McKinnon, you're expecting some of the third down passing, but, you know, of course, with their quarterback situation, I think they're just relying more heavily on the straight run game without pass catching out of the backfield. So that really takes a lot of McKinnon's value away.
Yeah. Hey, let me go through some games and get your thoughts on it.
Sure.
We'll run through. Let's go with the Thursday night game, Tampa Bay against Chicago. Before we talk about our beloved Chicago Bears, let's talk about Tampa Bay, and Ronald Jones did pretty well.
Yeah, had 100 yards, 17 carries for 100, and you know, Brady had one touchdown. I mean, the bottom line is, I think this down to you know, the Bears defense played well. You know, really Jimmy called this, you know, said he felt like the Bears had a good shot to keep it close, and they sure did, and Foles put enough together there to get the win, and we finally have a field goal kicker who can make field goals. So pretty impressive all around. I think Tampa Bay will bounce back. I think this was a tough one for them, but I'm expecting them to bounce back. They're a better team than this.
Hey, Cameron Brady, are you interested in him? Is he someone on your radar?
No. Again, tight ends, you know, I feel like the tight end situation is so strong in a lot of places. Even tonight, Jonnu Smith's not having a terrible game, and he looked good out there. When I was watching, I was telling him that Jonnu Smith looks like Derrick Henry, but as a tight end, you know, so he's just a big dude. But no, I'm not interested in Brady. I know he's got the skills, but, you know, I feel like Tampa's still figuring out their offense, and they're not huge high scoring. So I'm not interested yet.
When you were watching the Bears game, was there anyone fantasy value that you looked aside from Allen Robinson?
You know, everyone was talking, well, Miller, I mean, Miller had some, you know, decent plays there. Who's the third wide receiver? I'm forgetting for the
Moody.
Bears.
Moody.
Yeah. Moody. Yeah. Moody. Yeah. He was interesting. You know, he definitely has the speed, and you can see, again, if Foles can get comfortable with this offense, I still feel like, you know, again, he didn't have a full preseason. We had COVID. So I feel like he's really still getting his legs under him. If he does, then I think you could start looking that way.
Allen Robinson, 10 catches, 90 yards. Miller, 4 catches, 28 yards. Moody, 2 catches at 15 yards. Now, David Montgomery, is he someone that you're going to still start as a flex? You're definitely not starting him as a running back. What about flex?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think flex is a decent spot. I mean, they had that exact situation. I was deciding between him. I had McKinnon. I actually played McKinnon instead. I said that. So I think he is kind of a flex, but it's really matchup dependent. You got to see if you think the Bears are going to have enough in the run game. Is he maybe going to get one or two of those goal line carries? That's really what you're hoping for.
Yeah, let's go to some of the Sunday games. The one that I actually want to look at is Carolina Panthers versus the Atlanta Falcons. after the game, their coach Dan Quinn was fired, and so Atlanta is not looking good at all.
Yeah, and man, Carolina really, I was impressed. You know, Teddy Bridgewater, we talked about him early on. I feel like he's not quite like this fantasy superstar, but as far as being a quarterback for your team, I mean, looks great. 313 yards, 2 touchdowns, really managed the whole game well. And Mike Davis, man, we can't say enough about Mike Davis taking Montgomery's, McCaffrey's position. I mean, you wonder when McCaffrey comes back if they can't carve out a role for Davis to where they're both on the field, because he has just looked great.
Hey, look, remember who Mike Davis is. It's the guy the Bears cut, right? And they thought that Montgomery or whatever is better than Mike Davis. Look at how good he is.
Oh, he was not just a replacement for McCaffrey. He was basically a clone. Really impressive. And so I actually, it's interesting this game, because I had traded Julio Jones for Mike Davis. And so far that trade's worked out for me. Unfortunately, I feel bad for the other guy, because Julio Jones has just, you know, not been there.
DJ Moore made an appearance, 4 catches, 93 yards, 1 touchdown. Robbie Anderson, 8 catches, 112 yards. The wide receiver is doing well. Well, Moore, Robbie Anderson has been consistent. Moore, on the other hand, inconsistent.
Yeah, Robbie is definitely the number one. And if you watch the game, I think that was clear. And basically, you know, Moore, you're just hoping he pops every, you know, he had a touchdown. So that was the key. You're hoping that he can do that every once in a while. But really, it's obvious that Anderson is the number one wide out there.
On the Atlanta side, hey, look, we saw the old Todd Gurley, 14 carries, 121 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Yeah, and you know, it'll be interesting with Atlanta, you know, now that they're having this whole regime change, if you see them relying a little bit more on the ground game, because they have been so pass heavy, you know, maybe they'll get a little bit more balance, and that would be a good sign for Todd Gurley.
Hey, now, it was either going to be Dirk Cutter or Raheem, let's see, who was the other one, Raheem?
Yeah, not Mostert. I want to say Raheem Mostert. Yeah, is it Morris? Raheem Morris?
Raheem Morris. Did they name a coach yet?
I thought they were leaning towards Morris, but I didn't hear if they named him yet. But that would be interesting if they got Morris, because I think he is more of kind of a balanced running attack type of coach.
If Matt Ryan was on your team, are you looking to drop him for Herbert or Burrow or even Bridgewater?
That's a good question. You know, I would probably be looking to get someone else as insurance. I don't know that I'm dropping Matt Ryan yet. I mean, the guy is still produced and there's still points on the board there for them. This is still a high octane offense. So I'm hoping that none of that goes away. I mean, they did have, you know, no wins, but as far as fantasy points, they're putting up the points.
Yeah. Another game I want to look at, Jacksonville Jaguars versus Houston Texans. I'm not talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars unless you want to. Houston Texans. Brandon Cooks, 8 catches, 161 yards, 1 touchdown. Is there a new regime? Is this something that we're going to see more? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it sure felt like it, right? It sure felt like kind of an indictment on Bill O'Brien saying, hey, you're gone, and now we really are going to play the way we want to play. I'm still holding out with Cooks. I mean, I think you definitely, if you have him, you should keep him on your bench and see, you know, as we talked about before, I think like Will Fuller still the main wide receiver, but it sure felt like the offense opened up. David Johnson looked good, 17 carries for 96. Deshaun Watson, 3 touchdowns, over 350 yards. So if this is the way the offense is going forward, boy, if you bought low on David Johnson, you know, maybe now's the time to be cashing in a little bit.
Hey, look, I am so glad I've been keeping Brandon Cooks. I say, look, with the new change, Romeo Crennel, I'm going to hold on for one more week to see how well he does. And boy, did it pay off.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Crennel is a good coach. He's definitely a player's coach, so you can see the players responding well. It sounds like there was a lot of animosity towards Bill O'Brien. So we'll see if this continues. You know, it was the Jags, so that's the tricky part. We got to see, because Texans got a tough schedule ahead of them.
Las Vegas Raiders against the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, the Raiders pulled out a win.
Yeah, that was huge. Man, what a win. And I watched that game all the way through. It was a really great game. Just came again. I feel like I don't get a lot of the West Coast games. And so to watch the Raiders in full, and man, they were impressive. That defense, I know they gave up 32 points for the Chiefs, but I'm telling you, the Raiders defense is what kept them in this game. They had Mahomes on his heels. He was never really comfortable. And, you know, I really think the Raiders are the real deal.
Yeah. We look at Kansas City Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 10 carries, 40 yards. Just didn't do very, very much. 3 catches, 40 yards. Just didn't get very much going.
Yeah, for those of you who traded Clyde Edwards after week one or week two, congratulations, because this is I think, most people drafted him in the first 10 picks in the first round. Yep. I think he's going to be more like probably a third round payout as far as running backs go. I think he'll probably be in the 15th to 20th ranked running back range, but he's certainly not what he was that first week.
Yeah. Hey, now on the receiving end with the Las Vegas Raiders, Ruggs, are you picking him up? 2 catches, 118 yards. Is he someone you're prioritizing?
Yeah, I mean, it's someone I'm definitely looking at because you got to think that he's fully healed now. I mean, you saw that speed. Oh, my goodness. This guy, he is really as fast as advertised. And you know what? Derek Carr is having a good season. People are not talking about Derek Carr. He's looking much better. I don't know if it's because the offensive line is improved or it's because they have more balance or if it's just the wide receivers. But, 347 yards, 3 touchdowns. And again, if you watch the game, the guy is in control of the offense. And so certainly Ruggs, that's one of the rookies I'd be willing to stash on my bench.
Yeah. Now, one thing is, unless you want to say something, Arizona, New York Jets, the Jets have put Le'Veon Bell on the trading market, which is not a surprise at all.
You know, it's my oldest son. I'll tell you guys this funny story. It's my oldest son's a sophomore in high school, and he's in a school league. And he was telling me that some of his buddies started listening to our podcast. And so just shout out to those guys listening. Let me tell you, my son likes Le'Veon Bell. So excited about him with this trade talks. I was telling him, this guy's junk. I don't care what team he goes to. He's going to pay out. So if you want to trade for Le'Veon Bell, go ahead. But I don't like the guy at all.
Oh, my God. And he gets injured and everything like that. Oh, my gosh. It is not very good.
Yeah, even when he was healthy, he didn't have the moves. He just doesn't have the speed and the quickness that he used to. He's past his prime.
Yeah. Arizona Cardinals, anything you want to say about them?
The only thing I'll say is, this score is a little misleading. It makes it look like they played well. If you watch that game through the first half, the Cardinals did not come to play. They should have put this Jets team away a lot earlier and sooner. They ended up doing okay. Kyler Murray, 380 yards, 1 touchdown. Kenyon Drake finally had an appearance. Yep. But DeAndre Hopkins, I think now you really see this guy is clearly either number one or number two wide receiver. 6 receptions, 131 yards, 1 touchdown. Even when he doesn't get the touchdowns, he's getting the receptions. But the one other thing I'll say is Chase Edmonds, the backup to Kenyon Drake, he had a really good game too. I think you got to start looking at this guy. He might be the one to supplant Kenyon Drake.
Oh, no, totally, totally again. Hey, Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers, specifically with the Eagles, Folkum, 10 catches, 152 yards, 1 touchdown. Is he number one on your waiver priority list today?
You know, he is. Everyone's talking, of course, about Chase Claypool and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I was more impressed with Travis Fulcombe, given that there is nobody else in Philadelphia. So, the Steelers were basically trying to blanket this guy, and he was still burning them. 10 receptions, 152 yards. He's my number one wide receiver over Chase Claypool, although I like Claypool too. But I was really impressed.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thought it was going to be Greg Ward, 4 catches, 26 yards. And look at this, Zach Ertz, 1 catch, 6 yards. Are they trying to make sure he does bad so they don't have to pay him? I have no idea what's going on there.
Yeah, it's strange because Philadelphia, especially with the two tight ends, you remember the game they had where Ertz and Dallas Goedert both kind of like went off. And so I don't know what, Philadelphia is in a bit of a turmoil. I mean, just all the injuries to their offensive line. They still put up 29 points though. But Fulgham is the guy that I'm interested in for sure now.
Yeah. On the Pittsburgh Steelers, hey, meet the new Antonio Brown. He is number one on my waiver list. I am putting all my money on this guy for this week.
Yeah, the only thing I'll just say is just be careful. 4 touchdowns, I mean, you just can't expect that kind of a repeat performance. But the Steelers' offense is so powerful that, any wide receiver, any piece that you can get of this offense is a good thing. I actually think the big winner is James Conner.
Yeah.
Anyone who drafted James Conner in that second, third round, man, you're sitting pretty right now because Conner is looking good and very consistent. That offense looks high powered. And Conner is a guy I'd be happy to trade for right now.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, I say this half jokingly because at the end of the day, Deontay Johnson didn't play. And now at the same time, J.J. Smith-Schuster has shown that he probably is your second, maybe third receiver. And so you'll see a Deontay Johnson, Claypool, and then maybe a J.J. Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, Smith-Schuster, given his history, I thought he would be the clear number one, but he has struggled. So, but you know, I think this offense, it's tricky. It's kind of like the Kansas City, the wide receivers. You just pop every week, or with the, like the Dallas Cowboys too. And so it's really a toss up. I think it's not as a surefire bet as just, oh, he's always going to do well every week.
Yeah. Quickly over Rams and Washington football team. The only reason I want Alex Smith comes in for Kyle Allen.
Yay.
9 for 17 for 37. The very fact after 2 years he came back was
great. Yeah, exactly. I mean, great story. And if you read anything about Alex Smith, really stand up guy, you can actually hear about Patrick Mahomes talking about how Alex Smith was so gracious in just, you know, basically training him and not, you know, fighting him for that, even though Smith was the starter there. And so really stand up guy. Great to hear him come back. I hope he does well. And especially with the Dak Prescott injury, you know, it just gives you some hope at the end of the tunnel there for Dak that, you know, even after 2 years, Smith can get back onto the field.
Yeah. Haskins is relegated to the third QB. I wouldn't be surprised if he was traded or something like that.
Yeah, those are the rumors, is that he might be traded. But in my mind, I'm thinking after seeing him those first 4 weeks, who's going to want him? So I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, look, Antonio Gibson, 11 carries, 27 yards. Jed, I am trying to make a trade offer. My brother, who is hopefully not listening, is trying to trade me Claypool because I have waiver priority one, nice. Damian Harris, Antonio Gibson for Calvin Ridley.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Man, Calvin Ridley is nice. I like Ridley. You know, it just depends on if you need the depth. I know, obviously, a 1 for 3, you're getting a lot more depth. So, but Ridley is a stud.
Oh, yeah. So, and then the LA Rams, looking at the Rams is Cam Akers, 9 rushes, 61 yards. Henderson, 15 rushes, 38 yards. Malcolm Brown, 8 rushes, 30 yards. Man, who in the world are you looking at on that field?
Yeah, all those players. Actually, Darrell Henderson's the guy that I had. So I've got him stashed on a couple benches, basically just consistency or waiting for an injury. Like some of these wide receiver cores, you just don't know who's going to pop. And so, and with the Rams, I really feel like they're inconsistent as far as the run game versus the passing game. And so it's just too hard to know. You know, Tyler Higbee is another example of that with the Rams, and just thought he'd blow up more at the tight end position, but he really hasn't.
Seriously. Hey, remember when we were, I thought you got a steal. He has done nothing since you picked him up.
Yeah, I played him 2 weeks and zero, you know, gotten almost nothing out of him. So I think I already dropped him. If I haven't, I'm planning to.
Oh, really? Okay. Hey. Yeah. Indianapolis, Cleveland Browns, Kareem Hunt, 20 catches, 72 yards. The other guy that we were looking at was the Ernest Johnson. Was a top pickup. Johnson, 8 rushes, 32 yards. But Landry, 88 yards. Beckham, 58 yards. Beckham came back down the earth this week.
Yeah, we were expecting that. I mean, I always said, you know, he plays so well against the Cowboys. I don't know why. But, you know, it's a good game for the Browns to win and to put together a win against a quality team. I think the Colts are a good team. So it was a good win for them. But I was a little disappointed into Ernest Johnson. Actually, they basically the Browns leaned on Kareem Hunt more than I expected they would. And De'Ernest Johnson did not have kind of as much pop as he did the previous week. If you have him, I have him on my team on a couple teams, I would still wait and see how the situation plays out, because you know, they're gonna have to rely on the run game. Baker Mayfield, they're basically hiding Baker Mayfield now. They're not relying on him to win the game. They're really using the run game to set up the pass and just saying, you know, Mayfield, we're gonna give you, you know, 25, 30 passes. We're not going to rely on you to be the big, you know, huge high volume passer he was in the past. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. On the Indianapolis side, Phillip Rivers, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns. Frank Wright was asked if they're going to bench Phillip Rivers for Brissett, and he says, not right now. He's still our starting quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little early. You know, it was a tough game for them. They ran into a Browns team that was ready, but I still think the Colts have been a big surprise for me. I expected them to be a lot better than they are, and so I don't know if there's some injury I'm not aware of, but the offense is just not, you know, Jonathan Taylor's been good, so I'm surprised that the passing game hasn't come along. Maybe Rivers really is just past his prime and can't make those deep throws anymore.
But then at the same time, T.Y. Hilton is really, look, 6 catches, 69 yards. The other, Paris Campbell, all those guys, Pittman, are all injured.
Yeah, exactly. Their receiving corps did get hurt. But still, you figure, you know, with their tight end positions, Mo'Ali Cox, and, you know, even the pass catching out of the backfield, you feel like they could adjust to that. But maybe the offense, maybe Frank Wright hasn't been able to adjust to that.
I will say, Mo'Ali Cox, no catches. Trey Burton, 5 catches, 33. What in the world was this?
I was wondering if you're going to mention him. Yeah, I see he came back from injury, and all of a sudden they featured him, which is interesting because I actually think Mo Alie-Cox is better as far as, you know, pure talent. So I don't know. We'll see. It's, again, it's too much of a crapshoot to see which one to go.
Couple more games I want to look at, specifically the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys. The big news of week 5 was Dak Prescott.
Oh, so sad. My son was watching with me when it happened. He's got Prescott on his team, and he was right away, he was like, no, there goes my season. You know, the thing I'll say is, don't sleep on Andy Dalton coming in from. Andy Dalton is a solid quarterback, had a great career in Cincinnati, and so I would not be surprised if he picks up. But we've talked about, there's a lot of good options, though. Justin Herbert looked really, really good. Yeah. And so you should not let that ruin your season if you lost Dak.
Herbert continues to be good. He is floating around there in a lot of leagues. You cannot go wrong with Herbert.
Yeah, he should have won that game. Missed field goal at the end of regulation. Otherwise, they would have won. He again, just so much poise. I still, I stand by what I said before. I believe he can ultimately go Burrow. So let's just see how it plays out.
Hey, look, CeeDee Lamb, 8 catches, 124 yards. That guy continues. I mean, I would not be surprised if he becomes your number one wide receiver soon.
Oh yeah, his skill set is awesome. And if you notice, he's catching balls for punt returns and kick returns too, and he's just electric. Like anytime he gets the ball, everyone's like waiting for him to just turn the corner. Great player, and yeah, I agree with you. If you have him in your dynasty leagues, you're set for a while.
Versus Gallup, you can't trade him. You can't drop him. He's on the bench.
I dropped him in one league. So yeah, I'm willing to drop him in some leagues. I mean, I just feel like again, it's. Even Cooper, I had a big discussion about this with someone as a Cooper was a fan, and I'm just, I feel like it's just too inconsistent. You know, they're not like a Hopkins where you know they're going to get the guaranteed looks. Maybe CeeDee Lamb is starting to get up there, but at this situation with Dalton coming in, you want to see how it's going to shake out because you would expect heavier on Ezekiel Elliott with Dalton coming in and less passing. So we'll have to give it a couple weeks to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, on the Minnesota side, or actually going to the Minnesota-Seattle game.
Oh, another great game.
2 touchdowns, but Dalvin Cook gets injured, will miss this upcoming week 6. They have a bye in week 7. He'll probably come back in week 8.
Yeah, and this is, if you had Dalvin Cook, you should have had Alex Madison on your team. I did, and this is exactly why. He's great, but kind of like the Mike Davis situation with McCaffrey. He's a perfect fill-in. There should be no drop-off in the run game, and so you should basically pick up all your points as long as you had Madison. If you don't, and if he's on the waiver wires, definitely target guy. At least for 1 week, he should produce.
Oh, my gosh, because if you look at it, Madison, there is no drop-off from Cook to Madison. They just both did really, really well.
Yeah, exactly. Madison is almost like a clone of Cook. And Cook looked good. Cook had the 2 touchdowns too. So, we'll see. I'm hoping that Cook comes back and is okay. But this was a bad game for the Vikings. If you watch the game, they went for 4th and 1 down at the 6-yard line. It's a questionable call. They could have went up by 8. Instead, went for the 4th and 1, got stuffed. Seattle got the ball, drove the length with like a minute and I think 19 and won the game. And again, to me, the big thing here, DK Metcalf, I think is primed to be really the number one wide receiver. Yep. It's him, it's Hopkins. But Metcalf, if you watch this game, nobody can cover this guy.
Yep. Metcalf is so, so good. Now, at the same time, I was surprised that Chris Carson, 8 catches, 52 yards. I thought he would do better.
Yeah, I thought the whole Seattle offense would do better. They looked a little flat. They really, I think they were down 14-3 at one point and then kind of woke up in the second half. And so the whole offense was a little flat. I expected Carson to have a better game, but Carson to me, the two big picks that kind of maybe have won the season for you so far is if you got a James Conner or a Chris Carson in round 3 or round 4, you are sitting really pretty right now.
Yeah, or Aaron Jones too.
Yes, yeah, Aaron Jones. There's a couple of these backs that we were high on, but, push them down a little bit, and so far they've really paid out.
Yep, my two ones that I struggle with, Hilaire and Kenyon Drake, has hurt me badly in most of my leagues.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake, me as well. That's one that, I missed on, but, I just got to expect that. You're going to hit on some, miss on some, and that's just kind of the way it plays out.
I was very disappointed with the Vikings because I really thought Cousins. You're playing against the Seattle Seahawks, who were giving up so many points. And for him to get, 2 touchdowns, but 249 yards, Justin Jefferson, 3 catches, 23 yards. Thielen, we did talk about it. With the presence of Jefferson, it has opened up things for Thielen.
Yeah, actually, the one I was surprised is that Jefferson didn't get more. You know, he's 2 weeks straight have been just opening up the top, and they just couldn't get it to him for whatever reason. I wouldn't drop that. I'd expect Jefferson to bounce back next week. Thielen is interesting. It'll be interesting to see if he can continue this streak, because he's definitely back into the conversation now after having really a tough first 4 weeks.
One last game, and then we're going to talk waiver wires. Chargers versus the Saints. Herbert, 264 yards, 4 touchdowns. Wow, that was good. But then you look at the battle in rushing. Justin Jackson, 15 carries. Joshua Kelly, 11 carries, but only 29 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I think Herbert is the story here. Even though the Saints won, ultimately won, I mean, I think Herbert is just, again, if you're looking for a quarterback, I think this is a guy to go with. Keenan Allen, I think this is another, you know, opportunity for him, resurgence for him as well. So someone to be looking out for. But Herbert really passed the ball around. I mean, everyone benefited. Hunter Henry as well. So the other thing I'll mention on the flip side, on New Orleans side, is Emmanuel Sanders. Finally, you saw him show up. 12 receptions for 122 yards. Of course, you heard about Michael Thomas being suspended, and so we'll have to see how all that plays out, but it was good to see Sanders finally show up.
They showed some clips of Sanders. Boy, did he have some good cuts and some route running. He was doing really, really well against
him. You know, I don't know why it took so long. I mean, this one, when he was, in Denver and 49ers, I thought this guy was going to explode onto the New Orleans scene. So I don't know what took so long, but hopefully it's a good sign of things to come. And he might be sitting on your waiver wires. I actually dropped him in one league. So he could be sitting on your waivers.
Now, the argument is that they were talking about during the broadcast, he had no offseason. He had no preseason games. Get used to it. Yeah. Different offensive system, and so it took him a while to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's what the situation with a lot of these teams. Without the preseason, you're seeing that, you know, some of the guys we expected to do well, they just didn't do well, especially if it was a new team, new offensive scheme, and so that really makes sense. And so something to be thinking about for the second half.
Now, Keenan Allen did go out with a back injury. They have not decided whether or not he's playing next week. Mike Williams, 5 catches, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns. Might be someone to target if Keenan Allen's out.
Yeah, certainly. Mike Williams, big body, you know, again, could certainly eat up a lot of those passes. And again, Herbert has shown he's not dependent on the receiver, so he's going to find whoever's open. So that's a good pickup.
Just so you know, for those who are watching, no Thursday night football game. The Broncos and Patriots have been postponed, but there is no Thursday night football game for this week.
Yeah. And before we switch over to waivers, I do want to mention we picked, again, every week we give you guys our kind of pick of the week. And my big one was the 49ers losing to the Dolphins. If you remember that, Tommy, you guys were questioning me on that. And man, I didn't expect it to look like this. But boy, the Dolphins just blew the 49ers out. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of both. It's a credit to the Dolphins for sure. But the 49ers just came out really flat. And obviously having to pull Jimmy G. And I mean, there's just all kinds of controversy now trying to figure out who's going to be the quarterback there. And so if you have one of the running backs, you have Mostert, I think Mostert's going to do well. They should be feeding that game a little bit more. I expect the 49ers to bounce back, but still, it was a great call.
He looked slow. I gotta admit, that was a great call. Jimmy G, Garoppolo, 7 out of 17 for 67 yards, got benched for Beathard. And Beathard actually looks like a fast. Now, at the same time, he did have a high ankle sprain, so you have to understand, he took him to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see how it plays out. Interesting situation. But, you know, you always, any team coming off a Super Bowl loss, you just got to be really skeptical about how things go. It's just it can go south in a hurry.
Going to the Tennessee Titans games and Buffalo Bills, A.J. Brown, 7 catches, 82 yards, 1 touchdown is the player that's standing out in that game.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. So they're up 21-10. See, the Titans, man, this is going to be an impressive win for them. You know, if they can keep holding off the Bills. The Bills are a solid team. Again, expecting the Bills to win that NFC East there. So we'll see, AFC East. So we'll see if the Titans can keep holding them off. But good sign for Brown. If you've been holding on to him, you've been waiting for him to kind of pop out.
Gowski still has no field goals.
Man, 15, you're expecting too much. To me, like, if you get like 7 points, 8 points out of your field goal kicker, you're pretty happy.
Hey, waiver wires, it goes in tomorrow morning. Who are you prioritizing?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, Travis Fulgham is my number one, but I agree with a lot of people who are going to be looking at Chase Claypool. I don't think you can go wrong with either.
Not Antonio Brown.
Yeah, who? What's the latest on Antonio Brown? Is he? Because he had a what? 6-game suspension? 7?
I have not heard about him, Josh Gordon, at all.
Yeah, and Josh Gordon was signed by Seattle, so it's interesting. I don't know what, but yeah, no, those are the two guys that I would be targeting. As far as running backs, I mentioned Chase Edmonds out of Arizona, and then Alexander Mattison. I think those are the two big running backs that I'd be looking at. And then again, for quarterbacks, Andy Dalton. I think if you need a backup, if you need a replacement for Dak Prescott, don't look too far. You know, I think Dalton could have, decent stats there in Dallas.
Yeah. And so now, wouldn't you say it comes down to either Folkum or Claypool? You're picking one or the other, and then Madison. You are not making Madison your number one waiver wire ad this week.
Well, it just depends on what your needs are. You know, if you have a need at running back, then make him number one. But if you had a need at wide receiver, then that's the way I would pick it. I generally am looking to look for starters to fill holes on my team. So that's the way I would do it.
But my argument a lot of times is Madison's only going to play one game. That was my concern about Mike Davis. Eventually, McCaffrey's going to come back versus Claypool literally could be your starting wide receiver one. Folkum could be wide receiver one on the Eagles as well, too.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, especially with Madison. I do believe that's, you know, Madison's probably better suited for not a waiver wire, but just wait until he's a free agent, right? Like way past Thursday, and then if you can get him and no one's picked him up, then that would be a time to get him.
And also pay attention to Ruggs, because I bet you he's flown around on a lot of different waivers for Ruggs.
Yeah, Ruggs as well. But, you know, he's an interesting one. But like I said, I'm surprised by Vegas, and I'm impressed. And I think Carr has got something going there, and you might want to buy into it now before he really blows up.
Okay, if you had David Carr sitting there and you had Ryan Fitzpatrick or Andy Dalton, who are you picking?
You know what? I think I would go with Carr because as far as the production, you already know what you're going to get. Fitzpatrick is definitely more variable than Carr at this point for this season. And, you know, I like the offense that they have and the options they have in Vegas. And so I think I would go with Carr.
Yeah. Good. Anything else as we look at week 5?
No, I think, interesting storylines, you know, the season, I one thing I'll mention, you know, I was telling my son that with these early bye weeks, usually that thing, right? And now they had these forced bye weeks on teams. And typically if you have an early bye week, it's a bad thing for your team because you want to have it later towards the end before you get into the playoffs. But remember that this season could get cut short. And so if our season gets cut short into a 14 game or a 12 game season, then really having your bye week at the fifth.
Hey, for everyone, Jed went off, and everyone, hey, look, it is great to play, and Buffalo and Tennessee is coming. And so, Jed, thank you for your time. And for more information on Instagram and Facebook, go to fantasymatchup.nfl. That's fantasymatchup.nfl. Well, hey, look, we're going to talk on Friday again. See you Friday morning. Thank you for joining us this evening, and we will talk soon. Bye.